Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Gary Thompson. I'm coming with the last chapter I'm going to cover, which is The Advancing Man. And first off, I just want to give thanks to you for going this far because, you know, reviewing this information over and over, getting this book, The Science of Getting Rich. You can get the link. I'm going to post an audio book there, The Science of Getting Rich, on the website, goodthoughtenergy.com. You can also connect with me there. I like to hear how things are going for you in your life, because we're going to get into the paradigm shift. That's when the finances started showing up, because the science of getting rich was getting kind of like the mindset of, okay, I can be rich. And again, it's not just financial. It's in all areas of life. But when I came to this, I needed more money. So the science of getting rich appealed to me. But the next part was really dealing with what's going on inside me. Why do I kind of keep hitting these same roadblocks, or how come I'm not advancing the way I feel I should? That's going to be the next episode of Paradigm Shift. But as I can conclude here with The Advancing Man, I want to say one other thing, that, you know, the things that I put in my journal and how I, you know, I talked about gratitude journal, how you review that every day. You know, I miss a couple of days, but the interesting thing about all of that is when I'm kind of off or kind of drifting, kind of going back to the way I used to be, I have a governor now. I know what's going on. I know the mindset and the frequency I need to operate at to continue to live in this creative space, exciting and growth, attraction. I can feel it now because I've been studying this stuff for over a year. And for most of that year in 2019, I was getting up every day writing in my journal. And if I skip a day or two now, I can really start to feel it, and I got to get back to it. So I listen to these podcasts too, because it's the information. It's just not the messenger, it's the information. And when I put this out, I wanted to put it out in a form where it's people are attracted to it. I didn't paste it all over my Facebook or anything like that. Because that wasn't the purpose. Again, I said my purpose isn't to get likes. My purpose is to get this information out to those that are looking to hear. That's how I received it. And it's more valuable to the listener, because if you're gone with me this far, something's happening in your life. And if you've maybe just found this episode, start from the beginning, because this is a documented journey that I'm taking, and I'm going to take you into the paradigm shift here here shortly on my next episode. But I wanted to just kind of give thanks to all the countries that this is expanded to. I checked the stats today. This information is being shared in Ireland, Australia, the Philippines, Zimbabwe, India, Tanzania, Brazil, Germany, United Kingdom, France, and the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, I put that in my journal, that I wanted this information to go global, and I wanted it to grow organically, and that's what's happening. So this stuff really works when you get in the proper alignment, you get in the right frequency of the things that you're looking for, and just put it out to the universe. God will do the rest. So I'm excited to share this part, because I was kind of reading back on the chapter, The Advancing Man, and I'll just kind of read something here that really is really powerful. It says, what I have said in the last chapter applies as well to professional men or women and wage earners as the man or woman who is engaged in a mechanical business. No matter whether you are a physician, a teacher, or clergyman, if you can give increase of life to others and make them sensible of the fact, they will be attracted to you and will get rich. As a physician who holds a vision of himself as a great and successful healer, and he who works towards complete realization of that vision with faith and purpose, as described in the former chapters, will come into such a close touch with the source of life that he will phenomenally have success, and his patients will come to him on a regular basis. Well, this goes back to one of the areas where I was talking about in my journal, where I put in there, make others feel important. You know, everybody I talk to, you know, I try to remember, make them feel important. And I support a sales team. I'm a solutions engineer in the tech field. And I have about 8 sales reps that I support. And every time I talk to them, you know, I want to make them feel important, that in a sense that I'm here for them. I want to help them reach their goals. And I just want to leave them with an expression of increase, you know, so this has really helped me, and they're attracted to me because they feel I'm part of what can help them get to where they need to go. So it creates such a great environment, you know, especially in work. But this goes into coaching. You know, if you had a little league team or professional business people, family, make others feel important. That's what I look at when I look at you. How can I make them feel important? I'm going to read a couple more things out of this book. What is now needed is a demonstration of science of life from the pulpit. We want preachers who can not only tell us how, but who in their own person will show us how. We need preachers who will himself be rich, healthy, great, and beloved to teach us how to attain these things, and when he comes, he will find numerous of loyal followings. This was right out of the book here, The Science of Getting Rich. I have some other areas that I highlighted. The wage earner will find this is true of his case of any of the other mentioned. Do not feel that you have no chance to get rich because you are working where there is no visible opportunity for advancements, where wages are small and the cost of living is high. From your clear mental vision of what you want and begin to act with faith and purpose. Do all the work you can do every day. Do each piece of work in perfect, successful manner. Put the power of success and the purpose to great riches into everything you do. But do not do the merely with the idea of currying favor with your employee and hope that he or those above you will see your good work and advance you. It is not likely that they will do. Now, this is something that I've dealt with my whole career. You know, I never really, I put everything into it because God gave me the opportunity. And that's what I did. I wasn't looking at getting any credibility or credit from my manager. If it comes, great. If it doesn't, that's not my purpose. I know God gave me the position that I'm holding, and that's who I'm answering to do a good job at everything I do. I also shared this when I was coaching kids. You know, I had some kids on the team that were new to the team or maybe new to sports, and they wanted to play some of the popular places like shortstop and second. And I never told them that they could never do that. I would work out with them there because those positions, especially if you're new to sports, they can be very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So, but I would always give them opportunity there because that opportunity is there. It may not be the timing on that team for it, but there always will be an opportunity. And that's how I approach my coaching, as well as in the networking space and business, things that I've done. And I've been very successful in those areas. You know, I won Inner Circle Award with my company, the top 1% in my field. I've won awards in real estate. And again, these things were, I was just giving it my all, doing service for, you know, real estate for my clients in corporate America, you know, supporting the sales teams and customers. And I just was always looking at doing a good job. And I realized that, you know, God gave me this opportunity, and that's all I needed to please, you know, because sometimes with politics or just stuff and, you know, work, you may not get the accolades, and don't go to work for that. You know, go for the work to improve yourself and always to continue to advance. You know, I know when I started in my career, I didn't have a whole lot of support when I walked in the door. You know, I was there for 3 days. I didn't know how to do anything. And I just said, you know what? I'm here. I got the job. I'm going to start just working one way through. And so that's what I did. I broke a lot of things along the way, but that's how I got attention, because people around me saw the damage that I was doing. And they decided, hey, you can't do that. Let me train you, get going. So, you know, I just went in every day that I'm going to advance every day. So do the best you can with where you are. You know, to secure an advancement of something more is necessary than being too large for your place. What it means is, the way I take it is, no matter where you are, you're continuing to grow, and you're eventually going to be larger than where you're working. In other words, other people will notice, or you'll start looking at other opportunities. So wherever you are, give all that you have to continue growing every day. And that's one of the things I did with where I'm at now. I shared earlier that it wasn't a great time when I started my job, my last position, but I continue to focus on being positive. And then I got this information, started being grateful and doing things, and then things changed. So I'm continuing to read on here. The man who is certain to advance is the one who is too big for his place, and who has clear concept of what he wants. Remember I was sharing earlier, you gotta know what you want in order to move forward. Who knows that you can become what he wants to be, and who is determined to be what he wants to be. Do not try to more than fill your present place with view to placing or pleasing your employer. Do it with the idea of advancing yourself. That's key right there on those jobs. You know, you're not there. You know, if the focus is always, hey, I want to improve my employer, you may be setting yourself up for failure, because at the end of the day, your results will show up. If you're doing well, it's hard to find good employees. If you're doing well on your job, you're making your manager or your employer look good. So, you know, chances are you're okay, but you always want to continue advancing. You know, you obviously, you know, you want to carry yourself professionally and be tactful when you speak, your talk, you know, to employees and so forth. But if you're focused on doing the best you that you can be and continue to grow, the results will happen. And that's what happened with me when I became what was the top 1% in my company. It was the results that I was bringing to the table. It wasn't the politics in the office. The numbers don't lie. The things that I was attached to were growing. And so obviously they leadership said, hey, he's fallen to the category to be the 1%. And I want to, you know, big trip to Hawaii and all that stuff. But I wasn't doing it for the trip. I was doing it to continue to advance myself. Continue on here. Hold the faith and purpose of increasing doing work hours, after work hours and before work hours. Hold it in such a way that every person who comes in contact with you, whether foreman, fellow worker, or social acquaintances, will feel the power of purpose radiating from you, so that everyone will get the sense of advancement and increase from you. Men will be attracted to you, and women. And if there is no possibility for advancement in your present job, you will very soon see an opportunity to take another job, because people will see your light. They want to be around winners. You know, they see you growing and continue to make others feel important. You bring that light when you come to work or in the office or your business. It's powerful. God cannot help but help you if you act in a certain way. He must do so in order to help himself. That's powerful, because we are messengers. You know, we're messengers and what we're doing. And it goes back to the journal. I put in there every day, you know, make others feel important. And I never really looked at it that way before. But when you get in this creative space and the flow, you know, because this energy is flowing to and through us, and we have the ability to direct how it goes out of us. So if you're in a bad mood, or you're taking a lot of bad negative information in, that's what you're going to put out. That's why it's so important to get up in the morning and focus on your thought energy. That's why I call my website goodthoughtenergy.com, because I want to focus every day on putting that good thought energy out. And it doesn't mean you won't have any bad days or anything like that, but when you have a bad day, you know how to adjust to the whole concept or whole things that are going on to you. Because one of the things you want to look at is, are you responding or reacting to that situation? A lot of times we react, but if you focus on that thought energy, you can think about how to respond. So this is going to be a short one today. I'm going to be getting into the paradigm shift. This was the first seminar that I attended, The Science of Getting Rich. I highly recommend you get the book. You can go to goodthoughtenergy.com, click in the document section. There's a link there to the audio file. But now, the next episode, I'm going to get into the paradigm shift. And that's when I started working on the inside, what's really going on inside to propel me, or what was actually holding me back as well, but to put me in a position to move forward in my life and to grow and put some things in place. So until the next episode, I'll talk to you soon, and review, share this information if you think you can help someone. And lastly, send me some information, connect with me on Facebook, let me know how things are working for you. And I'm excited. Paradigm shift is when it all changed. And I actually got a journey where I actually went and saw Bob Proctor in person. So you want to stay tuned to that. I'll continue with this podcast, with the next episode being about paradigm shift. Talk to you soon.